Stagnation in business. Oh my God. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober CEO, the Friday edition of Sober Living Snippets, where we live alcohol-free so we can build our businesses and heal our emotions and our relationships and feel youthful again. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have a snippet for you, a snippet specifically designed for the sober CEO, or shall we say, the online entrepreneur, the woman who's building that online business. We like to call ourselves the CEO of our businesses, don't we? I know I do, even though in the traditional sense, that's not quite what we are. But anyway, onward and upward. Gals, today I'm going to talk to you about stagnation in business and the role that alcohol is playing on with that. The last thing any of us wants to do is stagnate. And not only that, but in this era, the 2025, the era of AI, everything is shifting in business. And if we don't keep up, we're going to be left behind. Literally, what I'm finding is that if I'm using 2024 strategy, I'm already out of date. So to keep up, to avoid stagnating, to ensure we have the growth that we want and we're reaching the people we want, in other words, helping the people that we are here to help, because I know you're here to help people. And when you help one person, there's a ripple effect. And when I help one person, there's a ripple effect. And it ripples and ripples and ripples. That's why we do this. Well, if you're using alcohol to cope, you're heading straight towards stagnation. I've got five aspects of this I want to talk to you about. The first one is emotional truth. We cannot drink our way to clarity or creativity or courage. Sure, it feels like it's helping. It feels like our creative juices are flowing after a couple of glasses of wine. We feel more courageous when things are a little low. That launch plan didn't quite work out the way we hoped. Our to-do list, our goals, all of that. We feel a little more courageous when we've had a drink. Or, as usual, we use it when to unwind, to give our minds a break from the constantly thinking about our business, our clients, and our desired outcomes. Alcohol will not help with this. It can feel like you're taking a break, but it's not. It's actually a slow freeze, which will lead to what? Stagnation. That's right. Next, let's talk about routines and how alcohol keeps us trapped in routines. And not only that, but the routines are not necessarily working, but we don't have the energy or wherewithal to change or recognize that or change the routines. Drinking's not always about chaos. It actually helps us to just slip into numbing routines that look fine. Here we are doing the same routines. We're showing up, we're working, but nothing's moving. Alcohol can be very numbing, and it keeps us from moving in creative, energetic, heart-soaring ways. I don't know if heart-soaring is a word, but I like it. In order to grow our businesses, we need creativity and we need personal growth. Personal growth. You know what? Our businesses will grow as much as we grow. We can't stay stagnant and expect our businesses to grow. They reflect who we are. And alcohol will keep you from growing as a human. That's why the basic foundation of sobriety coaching is personal development. That's why here on the Snippets, we look at personal development books. It's why we're always talking about mindset, because personal growth equals freedom from alcohol. It's not about the alcohol. It's because we need to grow as humans. And when you add a business on top of that, your business will reflect your own stagnation, your own personal stagnation. We don't need more strategy. We need access to our intuition to grow that business, especially for heart-centered women building businesses. This is a very intuitive game that we're in. We need to remember that sobriety is not a restriction, but it's a liberation from an energetic fog. We want to be intuitive. We want to be alive. And getting sober not only clears the mind, but liberates our intuition. The best ideas I've ever had in business did not come after a glass of wine. They came after a walk, a cry, a journaling spiral, anything, any type of personal growth that I didn't avoid. Maybe I sat down and allowed myself to release some emotional energy, which I'm really good at teaching and doing. Releasing emotional energy, negative emotions, emotional wounds will free up an amount of intuition you didn't even know you had. Not only intuition, but energy and creativity, enthusiasm for life again and for business. There is so much joy waiting for us in sobriety. It is not restricting. I need you to know that. If it feels like it is, or that life will become dull, or your business might suffer, it's exactly the opposite of what we think. I know that you're not here to play small, stay stuck, or pretend that everything's fine. And deep down, you know that too. Listen, remember, drinking isn't a failure, but it is a distraction. And I want you free from that distraction. It's going to cost you not just time, but your potential. Your business is waiting to go to the next level. And until you go to the next level, it can't. Your business, I'm saying it again, babe, your business is waiting to go to the next level. But until you do, it can't go to the next level, because we are our businesses. They are a reflection of who we are. I would be willing to bet that when you started your business, however you got here, whether you came from the professional world or corporate world, I would be willing to bet that you were enthusiastic and growing and very excited. But if you've reached some level of stagnation, it's important to look at where you are personally. This is really not about your business. It's about you. How is your self-care routine? Do you have a daily self-care routine? You're probably exercising the body. I've noticed that most women, most of us are pretty good. We know we got to look after the body, and that's out there and okay. And diet as well. Diet's pretty good. But what about your growth, your personal growth, your intuition? What about your energetic body? How much frozen energy do you have in your energetic body that's reflecting wounds from the past that have not been addressed? Resentments from the past, regrets from the past. When we clean up this at this level, when we clean up at this emotional level, everything shifts and the reflection into your business will blow your mind. It's so exciting. I've found that the more I grow, the more my business grows. And when we're drinking, we can only grow so much. Yeah, you can look after the body. I once told a story here on the snippets. I think it's been a long time. I told the story of when I was in college. Back then, I smoked and I drank. And I was a vegetarian and I exercised. And I remember talking to this woman one day and she thought that was hilarious. She's like, okay, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You won't eat meat because it's unhealthy. And you exercise because it's healthy. But meanwhile, you smoke and drink. You know, my response to that was, okay, well, just because I smoke and drink, I guess I might as well eat at McDonald's every day. At least I'm trying. So I want you to, I'm not judging you here. I'm sure you're exercising the body and you're eating as well as you can. But I want you to take this to the next level of personal growth. When we put down the bottle, because you are using it as a crutch of some sort, whether it's to numb or cope, or whether you think it's giving you that creative edge, none of that is actually happening. And when you put it down, sure, the first couple of weeks, it's going to feel like, where did I go? What happened to me? We have to re-identify ourselves with ourselves. We have to go in and meet ourselves again. The alcohol-free version of ourselves is waiting to be born. And the only one that can birth her is you. And it starts by deciding, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this alcohol-free stuff and I'm going to see what happens. And I want you to know you've got to be a little bit patient. It doesn't take that long, but it won't happen in the first couple of days. But within a couple of weeks, you'll start sleeping normally again. You'll learn how to sleep, because sure enough, if you're using alcohol every night before bed, you're not sleeping properly. So you're going to have to learn how to sleep again. You're going to have to learn how to eat properly again, because alcohol dulls the appetite. And you're going to have to learn how to face some of these wounds that I'm talking about, these emotional wounds that are hiding and frozen in your energetic body. That energy that is frozen there is waiting for you to free it up so you can use it for creativity. Every piece of energy that we have frozen through negative wounds or negative thoughts is energy that can be freed up to be used. When I found that out, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. We have a certain amount of energy. Let's say we have 100 units of energy, just for to make it clearer. And what if 50 units of yours are locked up in resentment, lack of self-forgiveness, regrets about your own actions in the past? All of those negative events from the past are wounds that are holding pieces, parts of your energetic body. So if you have, let's say, 50% of the energy that you are as an energetic being is frozen and locked up in negativity, what happens when you free that is that you get those 50 units back and they're free and they're right there. And you can say, I'm going to use this for creativity. I'm going to use this for joy and happiness. It's not like we release those emotional wounds and the energy goes away. It comes, it's right there. It's ours, but we are using it for negative purposes. And when we learn to free it up, and freeing up that energy for ourselves personally will allow us to use it in our businesses. Gals, this is what you can have. This is what alcohol-free living is like on the level of personal growth and on the level of business growth. So when I talk to you here about giving up alcohol so you can grow your business, that's why. That is why, my dear. It is not helping you. And things are happening very fast in the online business world. In order to stay up, you need to be clear-headed, on point, willing to learn, ready to learn, and being led by someone who's a little bit farther ahead than you are, whether it's on the alcohol-free journey or the business journey. It would be willing to guess that you have a business coach, but does that business coach help you with your alcohol-free journey? Does that business coach advise you on how to free up energy that's frozen in negative emotional wounds? Has your business coach mentioned to you that getting rid of alcohol is probably a good idea? Well, the problem is, they probably would, but I'm guessing you haven't told them, because as we talked last Friday, we don't mention this. There's no venue for us to speak about, I think I'm struggling with alcohol. And most of us are unwilling to say that because of that ego that we talked about last Friday. If you didn't catch last Friday, go back and check it out. That's what we talked about. And if you want more on this specifically, I created something just for women like us who lead, build, and serve, and who are done hiding behind the high-functioning stagnation. It's a short private video called The Truth About High-Performing Women and Alcohol. There is one thing that we need to do, just one, and I outline it for you in that video. You'll find the link in the show notes. It's 10 minutes long, and it is worth a look if any of this hit home for you. Take the time today, give yourself that gift, and thank you for coming to Sober CEO here in Sober Living Snippets, Friday edition. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone, and I'll see you on Monday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.